Greetings in Jesus' name on this 30th day of July, the year of our Lord, 2020. It's currently 68 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a little cooler today. Temperature still going to be soaring up into the 80s, and we're rejoicing in the goodness of our God. We did have a great service last night, full attendance in the gospel meeting, and I preached on the dynamic duo found in Acts chapter number 3. The dynamic duo was Peter and John, but really it was a dynamic trio because it was Peter and John and the Lord. And they were a team that was reaching others with the gospel of Christ. They were able to look on the crippled that was there at the gate of the temple and have mercy, and then tell the crippled to look on us. And he did. And, of course, he expected to receive some type of monetary gift from Peter and John. And they simply said to him, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And you cannot give what you do not have. And they had the Lord Jesus. They had the gospel message. And they were able to distribute the gospel message to this crippled man. And the Bible says later on in the chapter that it was his name and through faith in his name that has made this man whole. He was made whole because of his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And how encouraging that is. And so appreciate the goodness of our God and the good service last night and all that's in our plans today of reaching others with the gospel and continuing to impact this region with the truth of the Bible. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me in verse number 12 of Acts 11. Acts 11:12. "And the Spirit bade me go with them." When was it the last time that the Spirit of God prompted us to go and do something? And there is a great sensitivity that must be marked in our life. Are we sensitive to the Spirit of God? Do we walk with the Lord in such a way as we can sense the Spirit of God telling us, "And the Spirit bade me go with them"? Here we find that Peter was quite alarmed about the situation of reaching the Gentiles with the gospel of Christ. He had thought that the gospel was just for the Jews only. And in this context of Scripture, there has a new chapter dawned in Peter's life where he is ultimately going to preach the gospel to not just the Jews, but also to the Gentiles, to the Corneliuses of this world. And in the midst of what God was revealing unto him, the Bible says, "And the Spirit bade me go with them." In these chapters in our life, new chapters, many of you are experiencing them now in the midst of this pandemic that's going on, it might be that the Spirit of God is prompting you to go and to preach the gospel to a new area. It might be that the Spirit of God is prompting you to move to a new state or to move to a new region and start a church for the glory of God. Well, here Peter is sensing that the Spirit of God is prompting him to go with them. And then he says this great truth, "Nothing doubting." How many of us have been overwhelmed before with doubt? It just plagues us. And we're wondering, what is God's will? What am I to do? Where am I to go? Who am I to see? And here the Spirit bade him go, nothing doubting. "Moreover, these six brethren accompanied me, and we entered into the man's house." I want to encourage you today to be sensitive to the Spirit of God, and as he guides you from his precious word, to just go in his power, doubting nothing. Nothing doubting. Continue on for Christ. Don't be plagued by the doubts of this world or the doubts of individual soul, what's going on in your soul where you're saying, should I not? No, just be obedient to the Spirit of God. And go on, nothing doubting, go in faith, and the Lord, no doubt, we know, will honor that. And you'll see great fruit come in your life. I'll see great fruit, and we'll be able to really serve the Lord with full confidence. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.